Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone. Happy anniversary to WeHaveAFace.org, and thank you all for tuning in to the HD View. This is Melissa Biliardi, your host, and tonight our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1, and our awesome producer, James, will cue you into the show. Please tell all your friends and family about Help for HD, the HD View, and click follow on your show page to get email reminders of upcoming episodes. We have more than 13,000 listeners now, which is amazing. Thank you all for listening, for your support and interest in Help for HD programming. Huntington's disease is a hereditary and terminal disease which destroys neurons in the brain and slowly diminishes the affected person's ability to walk, talk, and reason. In time, they will rely completely upon others for everything. HD devastates entire families emotionally, psychologically, socially, economically, generation after generation. Every child of someone with HD has a 50% chance of inheriting the gene mutation. Not only are our children at risk for HD, but also JHD. Juvenile Huntington's disease is more rapid and virulent. They experience many additional traumatic symptoms like decline in scholastics, adverse behaviors, seizures, dystonia, and many other severe and painful conditions. Our JHD warriors need much more support and resources. So now I would like for you, our listeners out there in the Help for HD chat room, type in your questions to us. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll return to the We Have a Face anniversary show. This is going to be a fun show, and now the HD View soundtrack.
Thank you.
are back. Hello, everybody in the chat room. I'm glad to see everyone in there. March 10, 2012 actually marks the one-year anniversary of James Balvano's WeHaveAFace.org. And I'd like to honor this amazing man who has a huge heart for juvenile Huntington's disease and Huntington's disease advocacy. James was born and raised in New York to a loving couple, Amelia and Joe Balvano, and now lives with them in Florida. He was diagnosed with Huntington's disease in 2009, and he vowed to use his talent of filmmaking and production to record his advocacy mission and share it with the world, which is what he's been doing. He first coined the phrase, "I have Huntington's disease, but Huntington's disease does not have me," and that's how he is living his life every day. James is a published author of One with the Blue and created a group, Huntington's Support Group Central Florida. His films, The Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease and The Faces of Huntington's Disease, I Am No Longer Faceless Face, have literally taken the JHD and HD world by storm. WeHaveAFace.org was launched on March 10, 2011, and from this humble beginning, he is now he has a team of 8 super JHD and HD advocates who work together on numerous advocacy projects. He's literally touched the world with information, education, and resources relating to JHD and HD through his films, James Talk videos and InfoBits website, and very first app for Huntington's disease awareness called Help for HD, which he developed and launched here on October 17th on the HD View. James Valvano's Huntington's disease project is causing a very big stir in the community. Visit his website and view his trailer, The Faces of Huntington's Disease, I Am No Longer a Faceless Face, at wehaveaface.org /feature. James has overcome lots of things in his life, stigma from members of his own community, and because of his drive to bring truth into the light, he is an amazing person. I just want to thank James for all that he has done for me and for the entire community, and the world is forever changed because of his heart, because of this one superhuman being called James Balvano. And I love you, James. So welcome to your show.
You really know how to make a man cry, don't you?
And happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Those were beautiful things that you said, hon.
They're all true.
Who knew that a year ago we would have been able to do everything you just said we did?
Well, there's much more, and the world needs to know what you and your team, which includes me, of course, but what you've done in a year's time, most people cannot accomplish in a lifetime. So it's just incredible, and everyone needs to know about it. But, James, you have the team with you, part of the team with you today.
Yeah.
And
we
for
don't
this
have
past
everybody.
Week,
right, and it's wonderful. We do have Kimberly Spears. We have Clarice Miller with us. We have Deb Madden. And, of course, you on the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
Not here personally in Florida, but you guys are with us in spirit. We do have Cindy Dupree here from Oklahoma. We have Krista Martin Zachary from Oklahoma. And we have Sue Wright and her wonderful sister, Sheila Wright, from England here. And Ron is Cindy's husband, also is here, and we're just having an absolute blast. Absolute blast.
Okay, so...
and I do not want to forget we have Miss Zoe.
Oh, that's
how can
right.
I do that?
We cannot forget Zoe.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, I also want to thank your family, James, for supporting you and for supporting me because, you know, we're a team. We're all a team. And, you know, without the support of our family, it just makes it so much more difficult. So, Ian, I want to thank you out there. You're awesome. And your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters, just thank you so much for being so supportive to all of us. But, James, will you please tell us how your filming went? I'm so excited to hear about that.
We did a really amazing job today. I have to tell you, I'm amazed because we only had to do one take on most of them. We had a little fun with some outtakes. You know, maybe someday people will see them. but they did an amazing job. it came natural. We're doing something different, something very different than a typical documentary. We're going to use a lot of imagery. We're going to use a lot of voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, this is really hard.
I know.
It's a very hard thing to do.
It's emotional.
We're handling. Yeah, we all broke down today like dominoes, literally,
oh,
in a matter of 5 seconds, because there are topics that we will be discussing that are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And the task that we have, it's not easy on any level. So, you know, we're getting together, we're doing something that needs to be done.
Right.
We're doing everything we can to respect the future viewers. As everyone's aware, we have the topics on wehaveaface.org, and it's very, very difficult to hit on all of the topics for the trailer, but we are going to do our best to put together something that is different, something never seen before. It's very emotional. I'm sitting here with team members. I can't believe they're in my home. It's very surreal. It's very, very surreal, but it has been absolutely amazing. We've been to SeaWorld together. We had an absolute blast.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we walked away from the roller coasters alive, as you can see. And just been having a really great time and getting to know each other more. It just seems like we've always known each other.
Right.
And this is just like, you know, finally seeing the person, it makes it that much more amazing.
Well, one thing I want to make sure that our viewers or listeners know is that, I know we've talked about this in the past, but it really needs to be restated, I think, and that is the fact that, James, your film project, this documentary, the style and format and content of this caliber has never been done before for the HD community.
No.
And it's a huge project. I don't think none of us really realized how huge this project was when we first said, okay, let's do it, you know. But because of the scope of this project, you're going to need some money to get it completed.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing the filming now, but then there's editing, and then there's the voiceover, and then there's production of it. And all of that, unfortunately, takes money. And also, I would also like to mention for our listeners that wehaveaface.org was launched with no money. All of us are working in our advocacy roles with no money. We are doing this with our own, you know, true grit, so to speak. But now it's time that we complete the project, and we really do need support. And for the project, we need to get this film done, because this film is really going to change the way people think about Huntington's, the way they look at Huntington's, and I really truly foresee a huge shift in awareness and advocacy.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had that conversation today over a late lunch of how we're all coming together, and I do want to reiterate that. It's important to reiterate that each and every single person that is here with me today, none of us will ever see a dime from this.
You're right.
There is no salary. There is no future plan for a salary. Anything that is donated to the film is already allocated in a plan that will facilitate the creation of the film without any gain monetarily. And they came to see me in Florida out of their own pockets. They came to further their advocacy out of their own pockets. And that's been since day one.
Right. So, you know, we have a plan to try to get corporate sponsors. And, you know, I think that's really where we need to go with fundraising. You know, we don't want to over, you know, tax our own community and say, oh, you need to come, you know, you need to fork over money. No, this is not about, you know, going after our own community that is already dealing with so much, you know, drama and trauma and suffering.
Absolutely.
That so, you know, that's what our plan is, right, James, to really try to get more of a corporate sponsorship.
Yeah.
For funding.
We're definitely going outside the box.
Right.
You're absolutely right. It would not be fair to ask our own community to help support the film financially.
Right.
We do need to bring more awareness from outside the box and the same turn finances.
So what we're looking for are philanthropists that are looking for projects such as this, or corporate sponsors, corporations that are looking to bring their name to our cause and that kind of thing. And for all of our listeners, present and in the future listeners, we could really use some names and phone numbers, or even just ideas. If you have any ideas of where we can go for sponsorship, that would be helpful. And anyway, that was a tangent I just went off on. I'm sorry about that. But
it's all good. It's okay. That's important. It's important. The community needs to know that we are, when we say grassroots, we mean grassroots.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. We came together from very little and have sprouted into something so huge. And I know I'm proud of that. I'm very proud to see where we've come from. And honestly, I had no idea, no clue that this would have ever come as far as it has. And the relationship building that took place in the process is, in 40 years of my life, I have never had an experience of meeting people online, and then you meet them in person, and you say, wait a minute, I know you.
Right.
How could we be meeting for the very first time physically? It's like putting two halves together,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
it's such
a surreal and wonderful feeling.
As I was going through some of our emails and past correspondence that we've had back and forth, and going into the web stats and reports, I mean, it's obvious by the level and amount of interest in the project and what you're doing on We Have a Face. It's obvious that it's something that people are wanting and needing. Going from 4,000 or 5,000 hits on your website in December to presently, 28,000 hits, that is incredible interest, I think. And I'll kind of talk to you about a little bit more about timeline stuff, because I wanted to give you some timeline stats, but we'll do that after. We've got some exciting things here going on today. I know you're chomping at the bit that you want to do your lottery.
The day has come.
We're going to be pulling the lottery winners live here tonight.
Yeah.
And but first, James, would you like to recognize your team members, maybe?
Without a doubt, absolutely.
Okay.
We have national network directors, Cindy Dupree from Oklahoma, who's with us right now, looking right at me, and Kimberly Spears from Ohio. She's on the call with us. Kimberly, love you.
Love you, too.
I just want to make sure. then we have our national resource directors, Crystal Martin Zachary from Oklahoma. She's sitting to my left. And I just want to let everybody know that we're actually sitting around a table here in Florida. Everybody's kind of muted, because if we took you off mute, everybody would be, you know, be a lot of reverb. So we'll let everybody say hello, and then we'll mute everyone else down the row. We have our international resource director, June Brown, who's on the phone with us in Scotland. You there, June?
Did we lose her?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Hi,
there
Jim.
You go, Jim.
There she is.
And we have our national marketing director, Deb Madden in Maryland. She's on the phone with us. You there, Deb?
Hey, Deb.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, and now we have our international business director, Clarice Miller, also with the Shalimar. Hi, Clarice.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Clarice.
Our National Communications Director, Melissa Biliardi.
Hello, hello.
And our international community communications director, Ms. Sue Wright from England. Hi, Sue.
Yay. What a team.
Yes.
Well, shall we do the lottery?
I don't know. Should we?
I think we should. Let's do it.
All right. We broke the lottery up into five regions. We have South America, North America, Asia, Canada, and the United Kingdom.
Oh, my God.
The first one will be Asia. And what I'm going to do is I have to mute myself because I'm going to pass the mic over to Sue Wright's sister, Sheila Wright, who's here, and she's going to be drawing from Asia. So let me put
Sue and Sheila are twins.
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
Yes. So I'm taking myself off, and then they'll be live.
Okay, awesome.
Hi, everyone. I hope you can hear me.
Hi, Sue. We hear you really well.
I apologize in advance if my pronunciation of any names goes wildly wrong.
No worries.
Right, well, the first draw is from the Asian community, so here goes, dipping into the bag. And out comes, hold on a minute, good job I've got my specs on. Oh, it's somebody called Ken To, and he's from Kowloon in Hong Kong.
Wow.
I hope I've said that properly. Ken To, Kowloon, Hong Kong.
Wonderful.
Oh, whiny.
I don't think he's listening today, but...
Oh, what a shame.
I don't know. I don't know that for a fact, but we'll definitely get that, you know, the communication to him, right, James?
Okay, yes, absolutely. Tonight we will post the winners on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, second region is that, okay, that is Cindy. I'm going to pass the mic to Cindy. She is going to pull from Canada.
All right.
Let me put Cindy on through. Hold on, and let me mute myself. And there you go, Cindy.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Cindy.
How is everybody?
Good.
All right, we are going to pick out a name here.
From Canada. This is exciting.
I know. This is Allison Nye, and she is from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Manitoba.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yay! Allison Nye.
All right,
let me take you off and put me back on. We're doing pretty good at this.
This is awesome.
All right, region number three, who's that? Is that? All right, Sue, I'm going to put Sue Wright on. Let me bring Sue in, and Sue, you are on.
Hi, everybody.
Hello again.
Now, bag I've got has got the most entries, so here goes.
Okay, so which region is this, Sue?
This is North America.
North America, okay.
All right, indeed. Right, the winner is from, I think it's Reedville, North Carolina, Mary Robertson.
Yay! Mary's out
there. Mary, if you're listening, I hope you haven't fallen off your chair.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Okay, which region is next, guys? Where am I? Let's see. Okay. Oh, that's me. I am pulling from region number four, which is South America. Let me take... Okay. South America. And the winner is from Santiago de Chile. I hope I'm saying that right. And her name is Claudia Sandoval.
Awesome.
Congratulations. I got to do the crowd clap. I'm trying to multitask here, okay?
Oh, Lord. If we all ever get together, it's just going to be too much fun.
I'm telling you. So, Claudia, congratulations from Santiago de Chile.
Awesome.
Chile. And the last region is Crystal, and it is the United Kingdom. I'm going to put Crystal's mic on right back.
Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see if we're having...
We're having gremlins today.
There we go. Yep.
Hi, everybody. All right,
hey, Crystal.
We got United Kingdom.
All right.
Let's see who we got here. Let me see. Maura Gerard from Kent, England.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
We have been waiting to do this for such a long time. Thank you, Ms. Crystal.
You're welcome.
Really great stuff.
This is awesome. I wanted
that
to say something,
great.
Melissa, before I forget.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is the first five. It does not mean that once funding happens, not if, but once funding happens, we might even hold another lottery. And here's our thinking. There were so many that, you know, that entered that, like, if I were to travel with the team or at the time, and what if people that were entering are close to the winner, we can probably meet in a group, or I can come out to them. So you just never know what we can actually do in the future.
Right.
I just don't want anyone to think that this is it, because I think we might even go up to 10 if possible.
So
stay tuned for that, because we were thinking about that. I was like, you know, we had so many entries, and why not kick it up a notch, because you never know when we visit someone who lives in the UK or lives in Canada that may have someone in and around them that's close, maybe someone from Sport Group or someone that actually entered the lottery and didn't win. They could come and meet, and, you know, you never know what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
Yes. We've been really waiting to do that one.
Have fun.
I want to do another
class. Can you give us... Okay, now will you be able to contact them immediately after the show?
Yes, on their show, of course, we didn't read out their full contact information. But yes, in order for you to have entered, you would have had to have given me every bit of your contact information. So at least one of the directors will be in contact. I also made it known that if you entered, we're going to obviously state your name, you know, and post it in the community so people are aware of who won.
Right. And also, just to let our listeners know, there is a privacy policy. It's
absolutely
on the website. Please feel free to go there and read it. James, I don't know if you want to...
And it may also... it may also be important to mention that even though we just chose five individuals, at any time, any one of the five individuals... They do not have to feel pressured.
Mm-hmm.
People change their minds. Things happen. So they can get in touch with any of the directors in the region and say, hey, listen, it was great. I would love to, but I'll pass. It's totally, you know, no strings attached. If they choose not to partake in it, you know, we will totally understand. And then, you know, in future shows that you have, maybe we can, you know, pull a lottery from there if in the event any of the five decide that they wish, you know, to not to partake in the documentary.
Right, and you know, as you all know, I'm very camera shy myself, so you're gonna there's gonna have to be some coaxing going on.
but it's gonna happen. They'll get you.
Okay. Well, do you want to take a break, or do you want to finish the questioning session, or
let's take a small break.
Okay,
that.
Great. We'll take a break, everyone. Be right back.
Okay,
I'm
Mary Robertson's out there. She's a lucky star tonight. That's great. I'm so excited for you, Mary. We're back. Hello, everybody. We're back. And James, I don't know if you're able to come back on here with me.
There we go. The gremlins.
I think we have some gremlins in the screening room again. Or in the
either that or my cyber cafe is eating up all of Blog Talk Radio's energy. We've got to, I don't know if anybody saw the picture that Crystal posted, but it's our outdoor office.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have some challenges, don't we? But we seem to be able to jump over these obstacles. What would you like to tell our listeners about the film and how it's actually coming together right now?
What I would like to do, if it's okay with you, I'd like to answer that last. I'd like to have, if anything, have each of the team say something about what the actual film means to them personally.
Okay.
If we could.
Sure.
I want to start just right down the list. I want to put Crystal on first.
Okay.
You're on first. Let me
okay.
put Crystal on. And there you go, Crystal.
This film means a lot to me and my family. Being able to advocate for not just my family, but many families that are not able to speak up. I just love this project and everybody that's a part of it. And this just means the world to me, being able to be a part of this project.
I love
you all
Crystal.
That are out there listening and not listening.
We've had quite a bit of that,
oh, yeah.
We have quite a bit of this here on the table.
Yep, Crystal,
and
we love you.
We have some dogs that are barking in the background. I apologize for that.
That's okay. That's wonderful.
I'm going to go ahead and ask for Miss Kimberly Spears. Kimberly, you there, hon?
Yes.
Hi, Kimberly.
And you got me a little teary-eyed here.
I think everybody's doing that today. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, okay, repeat the question again.
What does the film...
Is my mic still on? Because we've got the little bugs going on again.
Okay, yeah. What is the film, what is this project film and what James is doing, what does this mean to you and your family?
Oh, God, it's everything. I mean, it touches on everything from Huntington's disease to juvenile Huntington's disease. And our family's been affected by Huntington's disease because of my sister Paula having it. Mm-hmm. It's made me more aware of what actually Huntington's disease was, you know, and I wish that we would have known this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have met James years ago. And the team members, I mean, it's everything to me and my family. I mean, we've all pulled together and, you know, it's made us stronger as a family, you know, and pulled together, try to be there for my sister.
That's awesome.
And I just love you guys all for everything that you've taught me and been there for me through all this and with the film, everything.
Thank
we love you,
Kimberly. We love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to... Have Clarice. Clarice, you there, hon? Sorry,
I'm
we're
here.
Just going to be passing the tissues around in a second, I guarantee you.
Hey, guys. Oh, this is such an awesome show because it's just like everybody just kind of hanging out and being themselves and having fun. And
crying.
And crying, yeah. Because, you know, the emotions are so real. This film project, I can't believe it's a year already.
I know.
And I just look at it sometimes as how much we've accomplished in that year, and it's just, it's amazing. You know, and to me, this film is a way for me to do my part. You know, I feel like I have to do something, and this is going to do so much more than I ever imagined it would. And I'm just honored to be a part of it.
And, well, it wouldn't be what it is because without you, Clarice, because of what you have, you know,
absolutely.
Done for
absolutely.
The project and for all of us. So we thank you for your willingness to step up and do what you do every day. And it is every day that she does this work, too.
Thank you.
That's absolutely
so
true.
We appreciate every bit of it.
Thank you, Clarice. I love you.
I look at it two ways. I love you, too. I love you all. I look at it in two ways. I look at it as Clarice from De Shalimar's part, but then I step back and I look at it, Clarice, whose mother died from HD and whose brother is now suffering with it, you know, and it's just so important to me on so many levels. It really is.
Wonderful. Thank you, Clarice, for sharing
Thank
that
you.
With us.
All righty. Let's go to Miss Deb Madden in Maryland. Deb, you there, babe?
I am.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, guys. What this all means to me, my gosh. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you. You're truly the most amazing people I've ever met in my entire life. James, you, what can I say? you're incredible. Your talent, your strength, your integrity, your commitment, and your love, it's just overwhelming. The film itself, it's given me a new perspective. It's given me a reason to hope that perhaps, you know, my daughter may have a future at some point. It's unlike anything I've been involved with, and it's changed my world. You all have changed my world, and I love you all. I can't say enough about each and every one of you. You're just very special people, very unique, very dedicated and loyal, and I love you. What can I say?
We love you, Deb, and we feel the same way about you, so... You are part of our family here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
So, thank you.
All right, let's bring Sue Wright. Sue, are you there?
I am, but whether I can speak is another matter. Oh, what can I say? I've lived with Huntington's in my life for over 40 years. I have been involved with the online community since last century. I know that sounds much longer than 40 years, but it is actually less. I have been running the Huntington's Disease Support Club single-handed for quite a while. And when James invited me to be part of this team, I didn't hesitate at all, because it is just so wonderful that a team has come together with such dedication and commitment, and obviously all the in-depth knowledge of Huntington's that we can convey to the world, because the world needs to know, and we are going to achieve this.
Yes, we are.
And God bless all of us.
God bless you, too. We value your experience and your knowledge of, you know, this horrible disease. And we recognize that, you know, you have a very high place in our team, and we respect you tremendously.
Okay.
So thank you, Sue. James, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We're just dancing around the tissue, sorry. Okay. All right.
I don't know what to say. Everybody's already said everything.
Okay, is it my turn? Yeah, or do we have another one?
Cindy, here we go. Hold on one second. There we go. Go ahead, Cindy, babe.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Cindy.
Hey.
So how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
So tell us what this project and what James is doing. What does this mean to you and your family?
When James first came to me, we met actually, he started calling me, and we kind of talked for several months, and he was mentioning, you know, we really need to do this film and this, that, and he was kind of reserved about it for a while. And I finally just told him, I said, you know, we just need to do it. We just absolutely need to do it, because people need to know. They need to know everything. And they need to come out of the boxes and they need to see everything that happens on a daily basis with everybody. And when it came out, the trailer, and now that it's been a one-year anniversary, you know, I agree with everybody else. They just, we're an awesome team, and James is so compassionate, well, along with everybody else. I guess I better put the whole team in there because everybody is so compassionate about it, and we spend many, many hours working on it to get the word out about juvenile Huntington's and Huntington's and in every aspect.
Yeah.
And that's like a passion to all of us. And absolutely. Oh, he's having one of my cigarettes. He's over here boo-hooing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is an amazing group of people for sure, Cindy. And, you know, you are very important to all of us. And we love you. And we appreciate all that you do.
I love you, too.
Aw, thanks.
You guys are my support through all
yes,
of this.
That's true. We're a family, you know. That's
yes,
what makes
we
it
are.
So meaningful. Is not only are we a family of people brought together by, you know, a devastating disease, but we are also realizing that we have a voice, that we can do something to help our community by coming together with our own, you know, skill set and
yes,
and
yes,
doing work, good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm
yes,
so excited
this
for this film to come out. We had a blast today.
Yeah.
With everybody. And tomorrow we're going to the beach.
Awesome. So, James, I want to know, when do we get to see some of this filming? Do we get to see it soon or...?
We are going to be putting it out on
okay,
April 13th, 2012, which signifies quite a bit. It signifies 140 years since Dr. George Huntington published his paper entitled On Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And 2012, it also will celebrate 100 years since Woody Guthrie's birth and 45 years since his death. So on April 13th, we are going to try and change the world
uh-huh,
and make sure that people understand that we are here to be seen, we are here to be heard, and that Huntington's disease needs to be known internationally, and that
right,
we need to come together as a community in every way, shape, or form. So that's the plan, April 13th.
Okay.
It's your turn, Miss Melissa.
I know, it's my turn. I'm going to try not to cry. well, first of all, I just want to say I wish I could be there with you guys. But this is the next best thing, is having a show that I can share everything with the community, share James' projects, share my projects, share Clarice's projects, and we all come together and work together on other projects. But what this... whole experience has given me is not only knowledge and you know, a sense of belonging, but it's also given me a lot of courage to just keep going. And sometimes it takes a lot of strength and fortitude to push on with, you know, subject matters that are difficult to talk about or that most people will not talk about. And this is, you know, this relationship with James, with all of the team members, Clarice, Crystal, Kimberly, Deb, Sue, you know, Cindy, all of these people, we've all come together. We all have a skill set, and we can all complement each other and work together for a common goal, and that is to get James' film produced. And when we do that, we will all, the whole world, will have a tool to use. It's going to be James' legacy, you know. It's going to be all of our legacy to dealing with this horrendous, horrible disease called Huntington's. And, you know, in 2008 when my son was diagnosed, I mean, that just changed my world. It changed all of our world, you know, my whole family. And then once, you know, I started talking with James and realizing that this project that he has is really a once-in-a-lifetime endeavor. It's a once-in-a-lifetime project, and it has to be done. It has to be done now. We can't wait. You know, James has HD. My son has HD. And everybody that is on this team has, you know, connection to HD in one form or another, whether they have it or their family member has it. We are all on a timeline here, you know? And we don't have time for BS. We got to get down to business and take care of it and do it now. Can't wait. Right?
That's the truth.
So that's the goal, is to get this project done so that we have an amazing, incredible tool and legacy that we can change the world with. And we're on the right track for doing that. We've already, you know, done many things that no one else has ever done. And in fact, I have a little timeline here, James, if you don't mind me going over some things.
I'd love it.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a little timeline that I put together in the last day or two, and there's much, much more to it. This is just kind of the abridged version. But on March 10, James launched WeHaveAFace.org, and the team came together. In April, James produced his James Talk videos, InfoBit. In May, the film proposal went out to potential supporters. In June, Project Aware, James put together Project Aware with HSG, with the Huntington Study Group. We put a media kit together. James, of course, is doing all this work himself. In July, he was gaining international support, I mean, literally globally around the world. In August, James at We Have a Face joined several networks, Behance, LinkedIn, Flickr, Vimeo. September, he released his trailer and started working diligently with DeShalmer, Clarice Miller, putting together pamphlets, the HD Alert, the HD Relief Fund. In October, HD Support Groups was formed. The donate page was formed. Education, information, and resources was really quite developed by that point. Help for HD, Project Hear Us, and Dr. LaVon Goodman came on the website. In October, it was quite an amazing month, actually. Dr. Goodman's algorithms and treatment guidelines were produced on the website. And James became my producer on the HD View. He put together a team flow chart. And let's see what else. He also launched the HD Help for HD app in October. October 17 was announced on my show that he put together the app. And you know, put all of these shows, all of the episodes are on iTunes and Android, in the Android market, because of what James has done. HD Buzz connected with James in October. Let's see, and then in November, more work with DeShalmer, putting together the medical pamphlets or brochures, daily patient records. Let's see what else. The weblog stats were coming forward. Off the chart numbers, web stats. Rate Your Doctor came on the website. In December, Help for HD, the HD View pamphlets were formed. An amazing connection and relationship with Anna DeLara from Canada. The Social Security, then in December, Social Security step-by-step compassionate awareness on the website, Phil Hart. Then our corporate sponsorship program was launched. in January, unfortunately, James' whole entire computer was wiped out. Everything was gone. And funny that no one else on his network at home was affected, but his computer was completely crashed, wiped out. But yet, you know, after that, he still released press releases on the HD Project documentary. He did a whole complete, we have a face-to-face list, and did promo film sponsorship for sponsorships, JHD commitment for the JHD View, more press releases for corporate sponsorships. February, we did the On the Road copyright, and I could go on and on, but I didn't get that far in all of my information. But James, what you have done is just unbelievable. I mean, I have never...
You know how I feel about that. We're a team.
Yeah, but...
I couldn't... There is no way that I could do any of this, and that's why I waited to be last. Because, without this team, without meeting these people, they changed my life in every way, shape, or form. I'm getting huge hugs right now.
I'm getting them.
I could never have done any of this because, to be quite frank with you, in 2009, when that monster walked into my family's door, it wasn't wearing a mask.
I know.
That monster was my family members.
I know.
Monster came into my family members.
Yeah.
And it changed everything. And I really thought life was over. I gained 80 pounds. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't want to be part of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for the strength in my family, because they give me a lot to go. Yep. And keep going and keep going. And had I not had the online HD community and then these wonderful, amazing friends, family members, team members, everyone has to realize I'm the new kid on the block. I learned everything from all of you.
Aww.
It was never planned for me to think, oh, wow, in a year, this is where we would be.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to say one last thing, this was destiny.
Definitely, yep. That's
I fully believe in destiny.
Recognize that, you know, we've all come together for a purpose, and we all have our own, like I said, our own, you know, skill set. And
yes.
This is destiny. This is something that is meant to happen, and we're not going to stop.
Yes.
No matter what, you know, happens, we are in this to win it, and we're going to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you look back over the year, and thank you for bringing me down that timeline, because a lot of things you said, I was like, wow, yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, that's not even all of it, James. I mean, that's just only a small portion of what you've done, what we've all done together. But, James, without your drive, your passion, and your commitment to making all these things happen, we wouldn't have gotten this far. We wouldn't have, you know, accomplished what we've accomplished. This is something that you are driving. You know, this is your legacy, James. You know, I mean, I could go on for another probably hour about all the programs and things that you've put into place, like, you know, End HD with DeShalmar. I mean, that's a more recent thing that's happened. With, you know, the research page for Jan Nolte. But, you know, there's so much more that can be done, that will be done, that needs to be done. And that all takes time. But, you know, I would just tell our listeners, stay tuned, because we've only just begun here. This is
exactly
This is just the beginning. This is what grassroots small organizations can do when they come together and work together for a common goal. And I'm very proud to be a part of this. I'm extremely proud to be a part of this. And I'm not going to stop. I will never stop.
If anything, this has made the On the Road for Help for HD more committed than anything else and
mm-hmm.
more inspirational. There was a shot today that I took, that I filmed. I had team members sitting on a beautiful patch of grass in one of the most beautiful parks we have here. And I, from behind the camera, I'm looking at these people, these individuals, my friends, my family, and I'm looking at them and I'm saying, wow, you guys are so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You guys are so amazing. And even the dogs in the background think the same. And, you know, from a direction, from a film aspect,
mm-hmm.
it just came together.
Mm-hmm.
It was like swimming, you know?
Wow.
And their passion to do this, A, and yes, to deal with my direction, they just have the drive like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, we all found that not only is this real, that there isn't anything that is going to stop us.
Right.
And there is so much hope. And if people that are listening, what I'm wanting you to do is to maybe let's have more open conversations. The film is going to grow. Now that we've announced the lottery, we're still asking the community to submit video testimonies. Become more part of or participate more.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the different testimonies because they're from all over the world.
Right.
You know, every little thing that you can do to advocate means so much.
True statement.
Sue would like to say something.
Oh, okay.
Let me put, and before I do so, Sue, I noticed one of the members, June Brown, unfortunately her connection is bad
mm-hmm.
and she got kicked off the call. And I don't want
to
forget
Scotland.
To say June Brown, yes.
Yeah.
June, we love you. We hope that you're listening. I'm so sorry that the call dropped.
We love you, June.
We do love you, June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to pass the mic over to Sue. Give me one second.
Okay. Hi, Sue.
Okay. Hi. Although the team themselves have a wealth of experience, every single person and every family's journey with HD is different.
Right.
So we need to hear from as many people as possible so that we cover every single aspect. Those of us in the UK and the US are so privileged with the support that is available to us. There are those who have absolutely nothing.
I know.
So we need to reach out and make everybody aware of the full implications of this disease, and hopefully that awareness will generate more support. So that's why this mission is so important.
Exactly. You're so right in saying that. You know, we have friends in places like Egypt that have no support whatsoever. People who are in, you know, third world countries that have don't even have access to communications at times. And those people need to be heard, too.
And we've got to remember those in Venezuela. Without them, we would never have found the gene.
Of course.
People wouldn't be able to make the informed decisions about whether to test or not, whether
right.
to proceed with children. And the discovery of the gene is leading us down the road to the cure, with
right.
no doubt whatsoever. and together we will get there faster.
Yes. Good point. Thank you so much, Sue.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Well, James, do we have anyone in the chat room that wants to ask questions? Or
it's funny you say that because I just typed in the chat room that I'm sorry that I haven't been paying attention because I've been a little emotional. So, Crystal, I don't know if you've seen or if anybody is just listening and taking this in.
I do see some new faces there in the chat room, and I want to tell you thank you for tuning in, and please spread the word that
yes.
You know, this project is ongoing. It's a huge project.
I have
project.
To tell you, Melissa, it's really odd because we're in the stage of, you know, re-releasing a trailer that's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crossing fingers, you know, because we're on a timeline and we also have to have the specific trailer in a,
mm-hmm.
in a specific format, time format.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of content we're going to do our best to put out in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is, to have done this without a budget, I'm actually blown away. I'm not saying that because this is our project. I'm not. If I heard
right.
another project, which I'm crossing fingers because anybody out there, we need to have more films. We need to have everybody doing something to bring awareness. This is not
mm-hmm.
just about one film. This is about a lot of people need to start stepping out, make their own films. I don't care what you have to do to bring about awareness and to see where we've come with no budget. Anybody
right.
can see that it's not just dedication. This is, like you said, this is drive. And, you know, Sue hit it right on the head. And that's why we love her so much. Because Sue is so wise to this. And what she said
mm-hmm.
just a few minutes ago, it is 100% accurate on every
right.
level.
Right.
And so we need more people who are listening right now. I know that it is horrific to think of getting in front of a camera. It is. It's scary. It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has to be perfect. If you're interested in giving your testimony and providing us with any type of help to the mission, to the film, just get in touch with any of the directors. It's
mm-hmm.
on the wearetheface.org/team, and you could see which director is in your area. Reach out to them. Everyone's on Facebook. Everyone is. Everybody
yeah.
knows the entire team. So it's so amazing to know that we've come this far on drive.
Right.
You know?
It's pure passion. I mean, it's just pure passion-driven, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Incredible.
I want to thank everybody who logged in the chat room, and
yeah,
I know it's a Friday night, and
mm-hmm,
taking the time to listen to us. It was exciting. We have been waiting so long to do this lottery, and I want to thank the hundreds of people who entered in, and like I'm pressing fingers and toes that not if, but when we get funding, there's going to be so much more that we're going to be able to do.
Oh, gosh.
And this project is constantly growing.
Right.
And who really knows where we can go with this? You know, I mean, there's no telling.
Well, and I also want to also reiterate the fact that what Clarice Miller is doing with her nonprofit has never been done before either, because, I mean, she has so much going on and yet with other projects, and yet she's, you know, dedicating her time and resource to our, you know, HD project, and not requiring anything in return. I mean, literally just giving of herself, and I just so appreciate her.
Absolutely.
Yep. I need to tell our listeners about some upcoming shows. Is it time for
sure.
that yet? Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we have our the JHD View. It's going to be on Saturday, March 24th. We have our ladies back with us. It's going to be a great show. You know, we really need to be focusing a lot more on the juvenile Huntington's disease problems. I mean, there's so much that isn't being talked about, and we need to be doing that. But I think this is a good start. So then on March 26th, we have the HD View with HSG. We have a new study, research to HD. It's called study, clinical study. Then on March 27th, we have the HD View with Louise Vetter. She's the CEO of HDSA. She, you know, our community has a lot of questions now about what's happening at HDSA, and she's agreed to come on and hopefully be transparent with us about what is happening at HDSA. April 2, we have Ask Dr. Goodman. She's a regular now. Every first Monday of the month, she's coming on and giving us her expert and esteemed advice and help with treatments and medications, that kind of thing, for HD symptoms. April 9, the HD View with Doc for HD. And April 16, the HD View with Dr. Paul Machowski at Gladstone Institute of Neurologic Disease. April 23rd, the JHD View with Dr. Peggy Nopoulos, University of Iowa. April 30th, the HD View with Dr. Michael Geshwin. He's with the UCSF at San Francisco Memory and Aging Center. Those are some lineup shows. And James, do we have anything, other announcements? Did Clarice have any announcements?
No, I don't believe we have any more tonight of the announcements, no.
Okay. Alrighty.
But it's been a fantastic thrill ride, no pun intended, right, Crystal? We were on the roller coasters yesterday saying, this is amazing.
Yes. I'm so happy that you all got to be together, and I look forward to hopefully doing that someday soon. And
yes. Kimberly, Clarice, Deb, June, we just wish you were here, and mm-hmm. our day will come, and we will definitely have our group meeting. And it's coming. It's coming.
Yep, it is. And congratulations, James. You have just done an incredible, amazing job. Happy anniversary. And look forward to many, many more awesome, incredible things that you'll be leading us.
Yes.
With.
I look forward to it. I look forward to it. But there is hope. There is hope.
Yep. And so this, I think we will conclude the show.
Okay, absolutely. Everybody has a good
night. So thank you, everyone, for listening and for tuning into the HD View. And we have a FACE anniversary show. You can contact me at healthforhdinternational.org or find us on Facebook. And come back and listen to the recorded episodes. Please send this out to your colleagues and friends, this link. And don't hesitate to contact us. We'd love to talk to you. Any ideas that you may have about content for the show or the film, please let us know. Don't be afraid. We'd love to talk to you. And also don't forget about the free Help for HD app. You can get that on wehaveaface.org or my website, Help for HD International. And again, thank you, everyone. We love you. Y'all have a great night. And we'll talk to you on Saturday. I won't have a show on Monday the 19th, but we'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right. Everybody want to just yell, good night, everybody. We love you. Just speak because you'll be on my mic.
Good night, everybody.
I love you, Melissa. We all love you. Clarice,
we
love
you.
You.
And we'll talk to you on March 24th, Saturday. Okay?
You guys have
y'all
a great night.
Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on.